Peter, fantastic. Of course, you're the president of Tamworth Tricolours Juniors. Fantastic day here in Tamworth. You know, 40 teams, over 500 kids. Great to see you here at Plain Street, and it's been a great day, hasn't it?
It has been just sensational. We're really, really happy with it. Supported by all the towns from around the northwest. The Maitland Blacks have brought five sides up and added to our day. Colossal. Weather's been wonderful, and the kids are having some good rugby and having some fun. So, terrific.
What about Tricolours themselves? Of course, they're training at 4 o'clock on Thursday afternoons there at Chillingworth Oval in Tamworth. How are we going throughout the age groups?
Look, we're really, really strong in our under-12s. 25 registered under-12s, around 15 in the 10s, and 8s have been a little bit of a battle. Yeah, training at 4 o'clock, as you say, at Chillingworth. We've got three more gala days to go. We head to Crindai next Sunday to support those guys down there, followed by Moree, and at the end of the season in early September will be Armidale.
Yeah. And what about Walshy? He does a great job as a development officer, and we just need to get more kids, 6s and 8s, to come and have a bit of a go, don't we?
We do, and generally there was 50 under-6s here today going through skills and drills and how to game. It's just, sadly, Tamworth, we don't have any under-6s, but that's something we obviously got to work on, and by, you know, getting out there and doing what they do, that just brings them through in the years ahead. So, yeah, Walshy does do a great job, yes.
So we need to see more players and all that sort of stuff. That's pretty important, isn't it, just at the start of the season as well?
Absolutely, indeed. So when next season comes around, you know, obviously we'll have our come and try days, and we do all that we can to encourage kids to come out. And look, the mums and dads have a great time as well. It's a really social event. I mean, the gala days, every team has three games of football, and it's, you can see by this canteen the way the people are performing here. They just pull together. A great bunch of people. I want to thank our volunteers particularly, and also our referees, who we wouldn't have been able to make the day happen without those guys. And a lot of younger boys and girls have stepped up to the fore there and helped us with some refereeing.
Well, of course, you're precluding me from enjoying some of these cupcakes, but I have to ask you one last question. What do you do for a living in Tamworth, and how do you see the future of Tamworth moving?
Me personally, I work for Boral, and I'm quarry manager for Boral out at Currabubula. The future for Tamworth and rugby union, I think, is really positive. Good committee. It's just a rotation thing, you know, as the age groups come through, so it's just a continual influx. We need lots of support from both the senior clubs in town, Pirates and Magpies. We need them to you know, help out, which they do. There's a lot of hard work in making it happen, but it's good to see when we put our carnival on that the success has come.
Thanks for your time, Peter. We wish you all the best. Get out of the trainings if you're in the age groups of 6 and 16 and be part of the Tamworth Tricolours at Chillingworth Oval, as we've got the last couple of carnivals on. And, of course, that'll be at 4 o'clock on Thursday afternoons.
Beautiful.